News Talk Breakfast, in association with AIR, supporting your business on our mobile network right across Ireland.
Okay, it's 18 minutes past 8. You're listening to News Talk Breakfast with Shane Coleman and Paul Williams. Now, Fianna Fáil is pushing to have the speaking time of smaller parties in the Dáil cut in order to favour larger parties. Speaking to the Irish Independent, Micheál Martin said the current structure is not healthy and not fair, as backbenchers can't get in on key debates. Now, joining us on the line to discuss this is People Before Profit TD Breed Smith. Breed, what's your reaction to Micheál Martin's comments in the Irish Independent this morning?
Paul, one of my colleagues just texted me to say that you imply that our followers don't get up early in the morning.
No.
And so I would hope that you're not reflecting what Leo Varadkar thinks about people who are reliant on social welfare. But I think Micheál Martin's comments really are sour grapes about the actual significance and performance of the left in the Dáil. You're talking about 18 TDs in total between all of the three of the smaller groupings and the independents that are on the left. We all have more in common than we have divides us, and we work together very closely on a lot of issues. And it's a ruse to say that the backbenchers don't get enough speaking time. They speak quite a lot, actually, and any time you hear them, most of them only talk about local issues in order to get their profile in for their local constituency.
But don't you talk about local issues as well?
Yes,
you're representing working class communities.
Indeed, but what I'm saying to you is, even on the bigger debates, most of them have their interventions are about local issues rather than on the bigger issues. But the point about it is that a year ago, more than a year ago, actually, after the election, the Dáil members spent a long time debating how they would reflect the new reality in Ireland. For the first time in our history, the two major parties, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, together got about half of the votes, about 50%. That was really changed dramatically the political landscape in this country, and the votes went everywhere after that. Labour were decimated and the left emerged, and that includes left independents and formations like the Soc Dems, the Independents for Change, and indeed ourselves. And between us, we have about 18 TDs. And that is not insignificant. And Micheál Martin's attempt to shut us down would not be accepted by us, because if you shut down the voice of the left, then you don't have real debate about issues like the separation of church and state, the question of the Citizens' Assembly and the Eighth Amendment. You have a pretend debate between two major formations who have very little difference between them, i.e. Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. So we must continue to reflect the new politics that the people voted in.
But Kevin Doyle, the political editor of the Irish Independent, has written a piece this morning, an opinion piece. He says there's literally no end to the amount of whinging that goes on in Leinster House. Now, that's obviously from all sides now. But he also makes the point here that the order of business, and he says this grumbling usually peaks around the order of business at 3 p.m. on Tuesday afternoons. And he says week after week, somebody from the opposition benches screams and howls that either they don't agree with the timetable or feel shortchanged by the speaking allocations, basically saying that as a result of the noise being made and the equal proportion of time being given to TDs like yourself, that it's clogging up the Dáil time and that nothing's getting discussed. And he's also said that a consequence of this egalitarian approach to parties all having the same speaking rights is that the backbenchers from the main parties have been squeezed out.
Well, he's not right to say we all have the same speaking rights. We have pro rata the same speaking rights. So a party like Fianna Fáil, who have over 40 TDs, get quite a significant chunk of time. They also get to introduce at least two private members sections every week. And if and when there are problems at the order of business, it is because in constructing the order of business, there's often a vague kind of here's a consensus when there isn't really. And one only gets the chance, and the business is often changed in between the meetings that you have for the order of business and then the declaration of it by the chief whip. It's often slightly tweaked, which makes a difference. And it's not that we throw all our toys out of the pram every week at the order of business. What Micheál Martin and Fianna Fáil are complaining about is the strong voice that the left have in the Dáil, and they don't like it. They try to steal our clothes during the election.
But sometimes you seem to be competing
with water charges. And now that there's a real left voice there, they want to shut it up because they're unhappy that we are actually having an impact.
But sometimes, Breed, it does appear that you're competing with each other too, in terms of outrage and anger, in your expressions of outrage and anger over on the benches amongst the left TDs. What will you and your colleagues do, if anything, if there is a change then? What can you do?
I think that's a bit rich to say that we compete with each other. If you look at the right wing, who have everything in common with each other, they constantly compete with each other. Micheál Martin and Enda Kenny, or in the future Micheál Martin and Leo Varadkar, will be in a ding-dong and a battle every day of the week because they compete with each other over small differences when in reality the body politic is reflected.
Yeah, but that's your political...
Right,
that's your political,
that
is your political position. But is it not the case that proportionately Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil represent a much, much larger cohort of the Irish public than you, the people before profit, for example?
Well, I repeat, Fall and Fine Gael between them, for the first time in the history of the state, got 50% of the vote between them. The other 50% of the vote is reflected in Sinn Féin, the next biggest party, and then after that, a smattering of ourselves, Labour, Independence for Change, and a whole plethora of other independents, and some of whom, by the way, like Matty McGrath and others, are not left-wing. And I don't think Fianna Fáil have a problem with them.
Well, Fianna Fáil have 44 seats. Fianna Fáil have 44 seats, Breed. Your combined organisation has 7.
And the left has 18. And you have to recognise that that's not insignificant. And you have to divide that up according to fairness. And that was what they worked at for ages in the Dáil Reform Committee to reflect the new politics. Fianna Fáil are only throwing their toys out of the pram over this because we're having an impact and we're being very effective in how we present the arguments. Mm. And you would not hear the sort of argument defending, for example, the bus Éireann strikers, or, you know, protesting about the fact that the hospital in St. Vincent's was being handed over to the nuns, if you didn't have that strong left voice speaking from the floor. And that's what Fianna Fáil are annoyed about. And it's not about their backbenchers. If they're so worried about their backbenchers, their frontbenchers could speak a bit less. They get loads of time. And this is reflected pro rata. It was worked out mathematically what time each of them are entitled to. And we will resist this attempt by Micheál Martin to use the new Taoiseach's position to start rowing back on the agreement that was made at the beginning.
We can expect you to use your speaking time fairly aggressively over the next couple of weeks to fight this.
I don't use my speaking time aggressively. I use it effectively.
And vociferously, then, perhaps,
to,
is a more appropriate word. Vociferously.
The problem with Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael in the Parliament.
We run out of time. Breed Smith, TD for People Before Profit, thank you very much for joining us.